Day 47, posted November 27th, 2002, 9:09 a.m., Week 10, Amscray. Penny Pincher is like the Joseph Stalin of A&R men. You know what I mean. She was a very good girl. I was at dinner with Willie on Sunday, just before we watched the Lakers-Bucks game, and she called Willie on his cell phone for the gazillionth time that day. The moment he picked up the phone, you could hear her relentless squawking, and it didn't stop. Willie actually put the phone down on the table and turned it up full blast for close to 5 minutes without picking it up. She didn't stop talking. People at the tables around us were being entertained as we all listened to her ramble on and on, endlessly. Finally, her monologue turned into... Willie feigned a dropped call by simply hanging up on her. When she called again, Willie held the phone up for both of us to hear. Willie? I could hear the very tiny distorted voice of Penny.
Hello? Willie?
Oh, hello, Penny. Was that you who called earlier?
What? You didn't hear any of that?
And then he hit the end button again. Apparently, she's been up Willie's ass the entire weekend. Willie has refused to play her anything, and she's threatened to call Marv. Like, that's a threat. Let me see if I can imagine that particular threat. If you don't play me some music...
I'm going to call your best friend.
Ooh, I'll bet Willie was shaking in his boots. In an earlier call, which I also happened to be privy to, Penny tried to tell Willie that we were to work the whole week, including Thanksgiving. Apparently, she had negotiated a half rate at our insanely overpriced studio for the full Thanksgiving weekend. Willie's response was classic.
I happen to know that Mixer Man will charge 4 times his normal rate to stay in New York over the Thanksgiving weekend, so it doesn't sound like a bargain to me at all.
I'd probably have stayed for 3 times the rate, but what the hell? Then Willie surprised us both with his next statement.
As if that weren't enough, our new drummer is Jewish and has no intention of missing the first couple of days of Hanukkah with his family. From my limited experience as a producer, it's very difficult to track a band when the drummer isn't there.
She went apeshit from those statements. I could hear Penny screaming at the top of her lungs, distorting the speaker because Willie had it turned up so loud. I've never heard so many curse words come out of a woman's mouth before. It was a remarkable diatribe of epic proportions. At first it was all rather harmless, until she began to spew some rather disturbing and disparaging remarks that I'd rather not get too detailed about here. Suffice it to say, Willie had to pull out Sammy Davis Jr. as an example, and the conversation ended abruptly. As Willie and I watched the Lakers without saying a word to each other, he had obviously come to an abrupt conclusion as he smacked his palm down on the bar.
We're out of here,
Willie said as he picked up his phone to make a call. Kobe Bryant made a spectacular dunk from the weak side. Had I not been so engrossed in the game, and had I actually believed we were going home, I might have gotten excited.
Marv? Willie?
Marv's voice didn't cut like Penny's did, and Willie obviously had the phone at a reasonable volume and next to his ear this time, so I couldn't hear the other end of the conversation.
We need to pack it up for the week. Do me a favor and tell Penny to set it up, please. She's being a real pain in my balls, and I can't make a record like this.
Then there were a lot of uh-huhs and yeahs and sures.
Yeah. Sure.
Followed by a complex series of grunts of many different varieties.
Really? Well, didn't you give her any cuddle time?
This conversation had gone somewhere that I didn't want to be a part of. I got up and went to the other end of the bar. Willie came over when he had finished the conversation.
What'd he say?
Hard work.
I asked Willie as he approached. Willie acted like Marv momentarily.
Sure, sure. Whatever you need, Willie. I just want hits. Bring me hits.
I literally jumped out of my chair in exuberance. I wasn't going to have to spend my Thanksgiving holiday working in New York.
Tomorrow afternoon, Marv's calling Penny and Shorty Pants, and between the two of them, they'll take care of all our arrangements. I told him about the song. He's very excited to hear it.
Ah, yes. The song. After a week of struggling to write a hit, Bitch Slap had written their hit in 30 minutes and recorded it to completion in 12 hours' time. Of course, I've said this before. It's preposterous to call a song a hit before it's actually a hit. One day I would love to make a documentary where I follow a song on its way to becoming a hit. The hurdles and obstacles a song must overcome before becoming a hit are numerous and huge, and a song can get hung up anywhere in the process, beginning with the band, and continuing through the producer, the mixer, the mastering engineer, the accountants, the executive department, the A&R department, the promotion department, the radio department, the marketing department, program directors, MTV, and Clear Channel. All this happens before anyone in the public gets a chance to even react to the song. Still, the song was surely a hit. So the entire crew and band flew home on Monday, with the intention of starting up again the following Monday. It was a great flight, because Marv, who is hands down the greatest label president of all time, knew just how to keep people happy.
He flew us all home first class.
It's marvelous and amazing.
Mixer Man.